Come, gracious Lord, Kripal beloved, give us your darshan. This is the Bhajan Au Diala Prabhu Kirpalapya, page 92. Receiving darshan, I will quench my thirst. I sacrifice myself on you. Come and make the soul drink the nectar. We are the suffering ones from ages and ages. We are the unchaste, angry, deceitful, indulgent ones. O beloved, cut our snare of Maya. Now the ship of the world is shaking. Who else can bring it to the shore? Take care of us, the suffering ones. Fill up the jolly of Nam Dun. Make the dead souls come alive. You yourself protect your souls. Come, Kripal, the Lord of Ajaib. Without you, the souls have fainted away. O beloved, protect the honor of those who are devoted to you. Come, gracious Lord Kripal beloved, give us your darshan.
Au diala prabhu kripala piya sanu darshadika jao. Au diala prabhu kripala piya sanu darshadika jao. Pakke darsha me tap tabu java, vari java te joli java. Pakke darsha me tap tabu java, vari java te joli java. Ake jivanu amrit palapiya sanu darshadika jao. Ao diala prabhu kirpalapiya sanu darshadika jao. Ao diala prabhu kirpalapiya sanu darshadika jao. Asi janama janama de rogi kami krodi kapati bogi. Asi janama janama de rogi kami krodi kapati bogi. Sada karade maya jalapiya sanu darshadika jao. Au diala prabhu kirpalapiya sanu darshadika jao. Au diala prabhu kirpalapiya sanu darshadika jao. Unta dole jagada bera bane lave hor hun kera. Unta dole jagada bera bane lave on kun kera. Sada dukia darakio kyalapia sanu darshadika jao. Au diala prabhu kirpalapia sanu darshadika jao. Au diala prabhu kirpalapia sanu darshadika jao. Nam dan di joli barde murdaru hanu jind karde. Namadana di joli barade muradaruhanu jindakarade ruhapniya pasambalapiya sanudarshadekajao. Audial Prabhu Kirpal Piya Sanudarsha Dekha Jao. Audial Prabhu Kirpal Piya Sanudarsha Dekha Jao. Akirpal Ajab Desaiya Tere bajaruha murjaya, akirpala ajab desaiya. Tere bajaruha murjaya, lara lajia dilagia palapia, sanudaresha dekajao. Audial Prabhu Kirpal Piya Sanudarsha Dekha Jao. Audial Prabhu Kirpal Piya Sanudarsha Dekha Jao.
Come, Kirpal, Lord of Ajab. Without you, the souls have fainted away. O beloved, protect the honor of those who are devoted to you. Come, gracious Lord Kirpal, beloved, give us your darshan. Okay, a couple of announcements. As we said last week, next Sunday, December 24th, everything will be normal except that there won't be lunch served at the Big House. So next Sunday, there will be no Big House lunch. Please plan accordingly. And there will be a special Christmas night satsang, Monday, December 25th, 7 p.m. here in the hall. And all are welcome to attend. As always, the satsang hall is open all day. And the following week, there will be a one-day meditation retreat for the new year. That's Monday, January 1st. Initiates are welcome to attend any meditation sittings. Schedules of satsang and meditation are at the book table. And the local initiates, if you're planning to participate and want to take meals at the ashram, please let us know so we'll know how many to cook for. And guests wishing to attend and needing overnight accommodations are asked to please let the ashram know as soon as possible. And finally, there will be a Kirpal Singh Meditation and Bhandara in San Francisco, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of next year. And for more information, please contact us, santbaniashram@gmail.com. That info will be at the book table as well. Reading on in the book In Search of the Gracious One, we're in the section where Sanchi is recollecting his experiences with Master Sawan. So Sanchi says, Master Sawan Singh used to say, as we have the right to live on this earth, in the same way all other living creatures have the right to live on this earth. If you want to eat flesh, eat your own flesh. Why don't you cut some flesh from your body? Eat that. Because when you kill some creature to eat its flesh, do you think it will be giving you its best wishes? As we would not like our body to be cut up, in the same way, no living creature would like the same treatment from us. One time, my troop was stationed near Bayas Station, and one soldier was slaughtering innocent sheep for food. When he was killing them, by accident he cut his own leg. I saw this with my own eyes, and I saw that when his leg got cut, he started crying and weeping, and he was taken to the hospital. Not only was he suffering and weeping, but the other people who saw him suffering, they also started weeping. When we are killing animals to eat them, even they cry, even they weep. But who listens to them? Who pays any attention to their crying and weeping? The innocent, speechless animals are being killed every day, millions of them, and men put spices on them and eat them. It is possible that those who have become goats and animals at this time might have been wealthy people or good human beings in their past, but because they did not take advantage of that birth, as a result of their mistakes, they have come back into this world in the lower bodies. If we do not do the devotion of God, and if we do not do the good deeds, what will happen to us if we come back into the bodies of animals? How will we feel if, when we are in their place, they cut our throat? How will we feel if they put spices on us and they eat us? For this reason, we should always try to protect all living beings, because we are all created by God, and we all have an equal right to live on this earth. Master Sawan Singh also used to say that we have to teach all these things to the children. We should tell them about the benefits of the vegetarian diet and about how eating meat and eggs and other animal products increases our burden of karma. It is our duty to lovingly explain to our children so that they may become free of this burden of karmas and so that they do not eat such things that create the load of karmas for them. Once there were some sevadars of Master Sawan Singh who were doing seva when they started criticizing each other, and then they even started fighting with each other, not to mention the slaps. They fought so much they even started hitting each other with sticks, throwing stones at each other, and in that fight many of the sevadars were wounded. The man in charge of the seva, one of the leading sevadar organizers, said, "Okay, let's all go to the master. The master will go from this side to his house, so there I will ask him to stop and see you." That man wanted to take them to Master Sawan Singh to complain about the fighting that they had done. When Master Sawan Singh came past, he saw them, but he did not stop to meet them, even though some of them were bleeding because they had been hit. He did not stand there. He did not want to listen. He did not want to talk to them. When the man in charge came forward and told Master Sawan Singh what had happened, the master said, "They are the children of the same father, but still they fight with each other. What will other people think who see that they are satsangis and still they are fighting with each other? What more punishment do they deserve? Can I give them any more punishment than what they themselves have got? I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to listen to what they have to say." I was a witness to this incident. Just imagine how much of Sawan Singh's displeasure they had earned that he didn't even want to look at them or talk to them. Just imagine how much ill-feeling the new people who were around at that time had when they saw the sevadars fighting with each other. The teaching of Master Sawan Singh was that while doing the seva, you should be very careful that you are doing it lovingly. You should respect and love the other satsangis whom you are serving, because this is the main thing taught in Sant Mat. Many people come into the Sangat, and each sevadar should set such a good example, such a loving example, that the other people may carry that example back and remember how much love and devotion the Sevadars had while doing the Seva. I had the opportunity to spend a great deal of time in the presence of this great master, and I saw that when people lived with the master day after day, often their yearning for the master gradually got less and less. I saw that many of these dear ones would not want to obey what the master would ask them to do. They would even compete with the master. What benefit can that kind of people get from being with the master? Those dear ones who live at the feet of the master, if they argue with each other, if they backbite, if they criticize each other, and if they even hit each other, what worse can they do, and what punishment can the master give to them? After some time, Master Sawan Singh returned and asked the dear ones what the problem was. They all said whatever they wanted to say, and they all said they were right. No one admitted that he had made a mistake. They all were criticizing the others. Master Sawan Singh said, "When all of you say that you are right and that the other person has made the mistake, when nobody's ready to admit to a mistake, it means that all of you are innocent. Then, why are you fighting with each other? If anyone has made a mistake, he should apologize, and the other person should forgive. Don't you have any forgiveness?" Then, Master Sawan Singh told them to sit for meditation, and he told other people to watch over them. He said, "After meditating, come to me and tell me what you feel then." When we sit for meditation, it is the mind's habit that he will at once realize his mistakes. So when those dear ones sat for meditation, they realized their mistake, and they all came and apologized to Master Sawan Singh. He told them, "Listen, you are all the children of the same father. You should not fight with each other." And now there's one of the bhajans. "O man, you have to remember the moment of pain, as you have very little time, very little time. You are engrossed in the business of the world. You were supposed to remember, but you have forgotten God. Without the Nam, your life will be ruined. You have very little time. Mother, father, sister, brother, no one comes near you. In the court of the Lord, there is no support except the Master. Every single moment is going to be counted. You have very little time. In the womb of the mother, you lived hung upside down. Do not forget how you were protected there. The Master protects your honor from beginning to end. You have very little time. O beloved Satguru, forgive our faults. O giver, Sawan, forgive our sins. Listen to Ajaib. It is his hearty plea. You have very little time." While I was in the army, I had the opportunity to meet 8 heads of state in the Punjab. The kings in India at that time were very powerful and very strong, but I didn't see anyone who was free of fear. Even though many soldiers would guard their palaces, still, if there was a little bit of noise in the middle of the night, the alarms would go off, and everybody would wake up and ask if the guards were alert or not. I also had the opportunity of witnessing the death of 3 kings. Once we were posted in the fort of King Bhupinder Singh of Patiala. He became very sick, and hundreds of soldiers, all armed, surrounded his palace. Every half hour, the number of soldiers was counted, and it was proclaimed how many soldiers were guarding that place. But the angel of death came and took that king away, And when that power came, it was not the least bit affected by the armed forces. Although many people were there, no one knew when that power came, and no one knew from which direction it came and took the soul of the king away. We knew the angel of death had come only after the king was dead. I was also in the army when the king of Kaputala left the body. Kaputala was a princely state in Punjab. There were many soldiers, but when the king's end time came, nobody knew from which side Kal, the Lord of Death, came and took him. There were so many soldiers with guns and ammunition, but it was all useless. Nobody could help that king, outwardly, at that critical moment. The queen of Kaputala was an initiate of Master Sawan Singh. Before she was initiated, she had come to Master Sawan Singh with a lot of wealth. She was proud of being a queen. And since she was carrying a lot of wealth, she thought that maybe she would be welcomed by Master Sawan Singh, and she would get a lot of honor and name and fame from him. However, when she came to Master Sawan Singh, he lovingly explained to her the theory of Sant Mat. He gave her some books on Sant Mat to read, and eventually she followed the path of the masters and became an initiate of Master Sawan Singh. After that, she used to tell her husband, the king, that he should go and see the master and take initiation. He would reply, "I may go to see Baba Sawan Singh, but since I'm a king, what will my people say? He's a king and still he follows a saint. What will they think about me?" Other times he would say things like, "Well, I don't have the court ready now. I will go next satsang." Or, "Well, today I don't have a good coat. Maybe later, when I get new clothes, I will go to see him." So he always kept on procrastinating, and he never went. But death does not spare anyone, and when his time came, the king of Kaputala complained that the angels of death were pulling him with chains around his neck, and he was in serious pain. He requested his wife, "Do something for me, because now I'm having terrible pain." And the queen said, "Didn't I tell you to go and see Master Sawan Singh? He is the liberator. He is the forgiver. He forgives everyone's sins. But you did not do that, so what can I do for you now?" But when the queen realized how much the king was suffering, she requested Master Sawan Singh to help him. And then, because of the grace of the master, he was saved from the beating of the angels of death. I was posted as a wireless operator in his palace, and I witnessed this. The state of Kaputala used to be called as the Paris of India. When that king died, I helped to take him to the cremation ground. It was very beautiful, with so many beautiful trees all around. At that place, we reduced him to a handful of ashes. And at that time I sang a bhajan, written by Ravidas, which says, "A day comes when a person comes into this world, and a day comes when he leaves this world. No one lives in this world forever. No one is permanent here." Once an initiate of Baba Sawan Singh committed a mistake. And in order to confess his mistake, he blackened his face and put a garland of broken shoes around his neck and came to satsang. And you will note that shoes are considered as very low and disgusting things, and to wear them around your neck as a garland would really be a show of his feelings. I also was present during that satsang, and when the satsang was about to finish, he stood up and requested Baba Sawan Singh to forgive him because he had committed a mistake. Baba Sawan Singh said, "Okay, listen to me." And he told this story to all the Sangat. Once there was an old woman, and she had a goat and a monkey. Both animals were her pets. Once that old woman prepared many delicious foods, and before she was going to eat the foods, she thought of going to the market to buy some yogurt. While she was away from the house, what did that monkey do? He went into the kitchen and ate all the food that the lady had made. He even drank the milk. Then he put some of the milk and some of the food on the mouth of that goat, and he removed the rope from the neck of the goat. After some time, when the old woman came back, she did not find any food in the kitchen, and when she saw the mouth of the goat was smeared with food and milk, she thought that the goat had finished all the food and had drunk the milk. The monkey, who was very clever, was sitting with his eyes closed, pretending that he was doing meditation. As a result of this, the old woman became upset with the goat and started beating her. She didn't say anything to the monkey because he had successfully played his tricks, and she had no doubts about him. A man saw all this drama, and he thought, "Look at the condition of that poor goat. She didn't do anything. It was not her fault, and she did not eat any food, but still, she's getting a beating. While the monkey, who's the cause of all this play, who even enjoyed the food, is now pretending to do the devotion of the Lord, and he's not getting any beating." The meaning of this story was that our mind does all these tricks. Our mind makes all the mistakes, but our body and our soul have to suffer for it. Master Sawan Singh did not even ask that person what bad deed or karma he had done. He said, "Okay, you sit down. The one who is to forgive you is also within you, and you are forgiven. You should not repeat that mistake again." Many times, dear ones who had made mistakes or who had sinned would come like this and, in front of the Sangat, ask for forgiveness. In the Sangat, Master Sawan Singh would ask, "Is there anyone here from the Sangat who's willing to take on the karmas of this person?" Who could say yes? It is difficult to bear the load of our own karmas, so how can we even think of carrying the burden of other people's karmas? So when nobody would come forward to share the sin of such dear ones, Master Sawan Singh would lovingly say, "It is only the Master who takes on the burden of our sins. In this world, there is no one else who wants to share the burdens of our karmas." Then Master Sawan Singh would always tell the person who had asked for forgiveness, "Okay, you sit down. You are forgiven, but don't do it again." It used to be such a unique scene in the Sangat of Master Sawan Singh. Many times during the satsang, the dear ones sitting there would stand up and they would ask such questions or they would make such comments. And if any dear one would say more than he should have, then Master Sawan would say, "Don't tease me." All right, we will leave off there. And this is Sanchi's message for Christmas and New Year of 1980. And he says, "Dear children of light, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Once again, that time of year has come in which we celebrate the coming of the true Shabad into this world, the Christ power taking birth in the infant Jesus. He came into this world to bring the souls back to him, whom they had forgotten. Christmas is a time for giving gifts, and the best gift you can give is to please the Master. To please the God power is to meditate, and in fact, to meditate is to give the greatest gift to your own soul. We should not meditate understanding it as a burden. Rather, we should meditate with full love, faith, and affection for the Master. As Christ power was born at Christmas time, let us also be reborn for the new year. Let us rekindle the enthusiasm which we had on the first day, and thus maintain and increase our love for God. If we can do this, our love for Him and for all His creation, including all of our brothers and sisters, will blossom and grow forth. In this way, will we truly celebrate Christmas and New Year and please our mighty Emperor Kripal. With all his love, yours affectionately, Ajaib Singh. And one more Christmas message. This is Master Kripal's message for Christmas and New Year of 1965. And Master says, "Dear brothers and sisters, on this auspicious Christmas day and happy Advent of the new year, I send you, one and all, my kindest thoughts and best wishes. God is love, and it is by love alone that we can reach Him. Out of the heart springeth love, and in love is the secret of all life. I would like you to dedicate, in all humility, your life to the loving service of humanity as children of the God of love. Caste and birth are of no avail, said all who knew the truth. Cast out caste and look at the light within, said Guru Nanak. God will not ask man of what race you are, but will ask him, what have you done? Religion of life is required, which would shine in the deeds and lives of men. Religion should not be separated from life. Heart knowledge is more than book knowledge. Guru Nanak gave out the substance of all life in a beautiful song. I have turned my heart into a boat. I have searched in every sea. I have dwelt by rivers and streams. I have bathed at the places of pilgrimage. I have eaten bitter and sweet. I've seen the remotest regions. And this I have learnt, that he is the true man who loveth God and loveth man, and serving all, abideth in eternal love. Standing at this milestone in time, we must recall our past and maintain a regular diary from day to day of all of our thoughts, words, and deeds, and see where we stand. I wish you all to devote time to spiritual practices so that you make a commendable progress on the spiritual path and reach the goal before us. Affectionately yours, Kripal Singh. And we have been reading in a discourse of Master Kripal, where Master's commenting on the Ramayana of Tulsidas. And the talk is called Nam and Ramayana. I will begin today's reading with lines from the hymn. Nam power is limitless, beyond even non-attribute. I say Nam is greater than Rama, according to my understanding. And Master says, Nam's power goes beyond the stage of non-attribute, and therefore is the greater power. Having already solved this mystery of life in all its aspects, Tulsidas is an authority on the subject. Further on, he tells us how Nam is also greater than Rama by comparison. Coming to the aid of the devotees of that era, Rama took the physical form and washed away all the unhappiness that the sages, rishis, and munis were suffering at the hands of the evil forces running rife at that time. This is the work of the avatar. Whenever the maintenance of moral righteousness is threatened, the avatar takes birth in the world to set the disorder right. When any country is badly run and riots begin, control is put into the military's charge and the trouble is corrected, after which the rule returns to the civil administration. So it is on a larger scale when the world retrogresses to a state beyond its own control. God's power manifests in the form of the avatar, who settles the chaos and misery and restores righteousness. The avatar Ramchanda, or Lord Rama, who is stated to have been the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, was born the son of King Dasarath, and was an avatar competent in all the 14 supernatural powers. Tulsidas, the author of this great epic, tells us of the two manifestations of the same power, which are superimposed upon each other. However, there's a vast difference between these two, the master's Ram and the world's Ram. And from the hymn, one Ram was the son of Dasarath. One Ram is vibrating in each being. One Ram is all creation's play. One Ram is different from all. The main comparison is between the Ram which manifested in the avatar, Ramchanda, and the Ram which is different from or above all other powers. And from the hymn, God's devotee took human form, taking the world's burden and bringing peace to the devout. Repeating Nam with love is easy and is competent to enable the devotee to reach the stage of bliss. If the devotee repeats the Simran of Nam with full love and devotion, then without any difficulty, he will reach the stage of all bliss. And now he begins to go into the detail of the comparison. From the hymn, Ramchanda freed one doomed woman called Alia. Nam gives salvation to unlimited numbers. There's an anecdote in Lord Rama's life about the soul of a certain woman, which, for committing a certain sin, was petrified like a rock for thousands of years. Lord Rama released that soul from its imprisonment in that lower expression by touching the rock with his foot. But Tulsidas is explaining how Nam, by comparison, gives freedom to all, to any soul which has retrogressed. This is a clear indication of Nam's greatness. It is even clearer when one understands that Nam is the maker of both avatars and masters. Electricity, for instance, can be used to create both heat and cold, both very useful but different demonstrations of the same power. So, somewhere, this great Nam power is working in the avatar, like a commander-in-chief of an army. And somewhere it is working in the master, like a viceroy. Both are expressions of the same power, but with different functions. As Kabir has said, God has made negative and positive, for he wanted to enact the play of creation. Both are God's great power, which he uses in his own design of creation. That power is the sustainer of everything, It is the background behind everything. Its methods of working are varied, that's all. Avatars punish the sinners and reward the righteous people. Masters free the attention from the prison of mind and the senses and rejoin that attention or soul to its source. The avatar's job is to restore and maintain order in the world, that it may remain inhabited by the souls. The master's job is to uproot the souls from the worldly habitation, and they pull the soul above mind and senses and connect it to Nam itself. So, negative and positive both draw their power from the one Lord. There are those who argue and debate that positive is greater, or that negative is greater, etc. Brothers, understand quite clearly that both are most necessary in this world. The negative power upholds all the laws of creation. The police force of any country does not bother the people who obey the laws, but rather they are a protection for good citizens. The task of the negative power is a very important one, just as is that of the positive power, and we must respect both. The master's aim is for man to cease coming and going in creation, for the soul to be freed from matter and senses, ultimately and without any due waste of time, reaching its true and permanent home. The masters tell us that this world is full of negativity and is a bad place in which to remain, and while living out our obligations here, we should join up with positivity and then learn to transcend them both and realize the sustainer of all. Again from the hymn, Ram himself worked for the Rishi's peace. He himself went to war for righteousness. Lord Rama killed the powerful ogress, Tarka, who was disturbing the great sage Vishmavitra and other rishis in their meditations, and for the same reason killed her son, Marik. Now, what does Nam do? And from the hymn, Nam erases the devotee's sins and miseries. It gives a contact of itself, which dispels the darkness like night fleeing before a sunrise. Just as the darkness of night disperses with the coming of the dawn, so is the darkness of ignorance and sin banished with the contact and practice of the Nam. You can say that all lower actions are consumed in the fire of knowledge, which is the power of the Nam. And from the hymn, Ram himself broke Shiva's bow, and by the grace of Nam, all the world's fear is cast asunder. Lord Rama was the only one who could break the powerful bow of Lord Shiva, and in doing so, won the right of marriage to Princess Sita, the daughter of the famous King Janak. Nam, on the other hand, has the power to banish all fear. With regular contact with Nam, a man becomes fearless. And again from the hymn, Ram made the petrified forest flourish with life. Nam enlivens the minds of men. Ram destroyed the line of evil. Nam, in Kali Yug, destroys all sin. Lord Rama destroyed the Rakshasas and all of their kin, the line of evil. But in this iron or negative age of Kali Yug, those under Nam gain freedom from their sins. And from the hymn, Ram gave salvation to the devoted vulture. Nam gives salvation to millions, as stated in the Vedas. When King Ravana abducted Rama's wife, Sita, a vulture named Jitayu, who was deeply devoted to Rama, fought Ravana in an attempt to rescue Sita, but was mortally wounded in the combat. The narrative also tells of another great devotee named Bilni, who had been preparing for Lord Rama's coming for many years, removing the thorns from the forest pathways, keeping them clear and clean, etc. When at last Rama arrived in that place on his journey to rescue Sita from Ravana, she fed him with wild berries, diligently tasting each one for sweetness before offering it to the Lord, which he graciously accepted. Rama gave salvation to both these devoted souls, but Nam gives salvation to limitless sinners. You will find the highest praise of Nam in many sacred scriptures, including Vedas and the Shastras. Tulsidas himself gave many examples of Nam's greatness in his narrative of the Ramayana epic. For instance, Rama gave salvation to Vibhishan, Ravana's brother, and Hanuman by giving them special commissions in his service, whereas Nam gives salvation through service to many unknown and poor people. Also, Rama erected a bridge across the ocean, whereas Nam spans the ocean of life and carries the souls safely to the shore of freedom. And then Rama killed Ravana and every member of his huge and evil family. Nam destroys all attachment and illusion when the devotee practices it with all love and sincerity. And we've been listening to a satsang that Sanchi gave in July of 1980 on a hymn of Guru Amar Das. And this was in Minneapolis.
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਕੋਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਨਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਨਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਕੇ ਹੈ.
Now you say that when we go to the perfect masters, they tell us that if you want to realize the peace, if you want to achieve the peace, that is by, you can get that by meditating on Naam, and you can attain the real peace only when you go back to your real home, Sachkhand.
Kaya Pagat Pari Pundaram Is Kaya Andere Nau Khande Pithmi Hat Patan Vajaram Is Kaya Andere Nam Naunidha Paya Guru Ka ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਦੇਹ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਖੁਦ ਇਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਗਿਆ ਔਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਸਾਧਨ ਦੱਸਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਤਨ ਧਾਰ ਕੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਇਆ.
Now he says that after creating this body, God himself sat in the body and to give the knowledge of Shabad Naam, to give the knowledge of the power of God, he himself came in sitting in the body of some master.
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਦਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਆਜੜੀ ਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਗਿਆ, ਉਹਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਭੇਡਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਲਾ ਲਿਆ ਔਰ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਆਪਣਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਰੋਜ਼ ਲੱਦਿਆ ਕਰੇ। ਕਿਸੇ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਦੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਨੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਦਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਭੇਡਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਗਿਆ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਂ ਭੇਡ ਹੈ। ਉਸਨੇ ਕਾਫੀ ਸਮਝਾਇਆ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਨਾ ਮੰਨਿਆ। ਆਖਰ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਾਥ ਚੱਲ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ, ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਆਪਣਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਦੇਖੀ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੂੰਗਾ। ਜਦੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਗਏ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਦੇਖ ਤੇਰੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਇੱਕ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਗਰਜ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਗਰਜਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਦੋਨੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਗਰਜੇ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਗਰਜਣਾ ਹੋਈ, ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਜਾੜੀ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਭੱਜ ਗਿਆ, ਭੇਡਾਂ ਵੀ ਭੱਜ ਗਈਆਂ ਔਰ ਉਸਨੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਮਾਨ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਪਰੇ ਮਾਰਿਆ। ਫਿਰ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਇਤਨਾ ਵਜ਼ਨ ਢੋਂਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ, ਭੇਡਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ। ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਅੰਸ਼ ਹੈ। ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਵਿਛੜ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਭੇਡਾਂ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮਨ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਚਰਵਾਹਾ ਹੈ। ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਉਹ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਅੰਸ਼ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਇਹ ਮੰਨਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਮਝਾਉਣ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ, ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਚੱਲ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਦਿਖਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੇਰਾ ਘਰ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਆਤਮਾ ਜੋ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਮੰਨ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖੀਂ ਦਿਖਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਹ ਦੇਖ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦਿਖਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਹਿਰਦਾ ਉਸਾ ਪਾਕ ਔਰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਬਣਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ।
ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਫ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਕਬ ਹੂ ਵਾਸ ਹੂ ਸਮਹਾਊ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਵਨ ਸ਼ੈਪਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਸ਼ੈਪਰਡ ਬਰੌਟ ਹਿਮ ਅਪ ਵਿਦ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਸ਼ੀਪ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਕਬ gradually started thinking that he is not a lion, he is not the child of lion, he is just like the other sheep. So he started doing the work of the other sheep. He would carry the load and go and eat the grass with the other sheep, and he lost his identity. But one lion saw that another lion is among the sheep and he is doing all the things that the sheep should be doing, and he felt very sorry for him. He came there and he said that you are not a sheep, you are a lion, you are the king of the jungle, you come with me and I will show you that you are the lion. He said that, and when he says that, the lion who was living among the sheep, he said that no, I am a sheep, I am not a lion. Because the lion had the sympathy for him, he said to him that you come with me, we'll go to the river and I will show you that how you look like. So when he brought him to the riverside, he made him see his face and it was exactly like him. And after that he said that I'll roar and you also roar, and then you will realize that you are not different than me. So when both of them roared, the lion who was living with the sheep, he realized that he was not a sheep and he was a lion. And after that he became happy. He didn't have to eat the grass, and like that he always enjoyed being the lion. This is just a story to describe our condition. Our condition is just like that cub who was living in the company of the sheep and who had lost his identity. Our soul is the essence of Almighty Lord, but we have made friendship with the organs of senses. Organs of senses are the sheep, are like the sheep with which we are living, and our mind is like that shepherd who was controlling the soul, who was controlling the sheep and that lion also. When the masters come in this world, they see that the souls are not different than God, and that is why they have sympathy for them. They come to us and they tell us that you are not what you are feeling, what you are understanding yourself. You are something else. You are the essence of God. You come back with us. Let us show you the kingdom of God. Let us show you your real home. And then you will realize that you are not the one which you are feeling now. In the beginning, we are not ready to listen to them, but later on when we go in their company we do according to their instructions, and when we go to our real home and when we see that we are not different than God and God is not different than us, only then we realize. But until we go to the company of the perfect master, we cannot realize our identity and we cannot become aware of what we are.
ਪਾਈਏ ਗੁਰ ਕੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਿਚਾਰਾਂ, ਕਾਇਆ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੁਲ ਤੁਲਾਵੇ, ਆਪੇ ਤੁਲ ਨਿਹਾਰਾਂ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਦੇਹ ਹੱਡ ਚਮ ਵਾਸਤੀ ਬਣੀ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਸਾਥੋਂ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਲੇਖਾ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਲੁੱਟ ਲਈਏ ਜਿਹਦਾ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਗਲਾ ਕੱਟ ਲਈਏ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਖਾ ਲਈਏ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਥੋਂ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦਿਲ ਚੋਂ ਹੀ ਖਿਆਲ ਕੱਢਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇੱਕ ਐਸਾ ਵੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਲੇਖਾ ਜੋਖਾ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਤੋਲ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਪਿਆ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਥੋੜਾ ਬਹੁਤਾ ਪੁੰਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਉਹਦਾ ਵੀ ਲੇਖਾ ਭੁਗਤਾਏਗਾ ਅਗਰ ਪਾਪ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਉਹਦਾ ਵੀ ਭੁਗਤਾਏਗਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਗਵਾਹ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਹੋਰ ਲੋੜ ਨੀ ਉਹ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੀ ਦੇਖ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ
ਨਾਉ ਹੀ ਟਾਕਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੋਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਮੇਡ ਅਪ ਆਫ ਫਲੈਸ਼ ਬਲੱਡ ਐਂਡ ਬੋਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਮੈਨੀ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡਸ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਔਰ ਗੁੱਡ ਡੀਡਸ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦਿ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਨੋ ਬਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਆਸਕ ਯੂ ਐਨੀ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਯੂ ਡਿਡ ਦਿਸ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡ ਵਾਈ ਡੀਡ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਦਿਸ ਗੁੱਡ ਡੀਡ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਬਡੀ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਕੀਪਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਅਕਾਊਂਟਸ ਆਫ ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਵਾਟ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਫੋਰਗਿਵਨ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਟੈਲ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨੈਵਰ ਥਿੰਕ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨੈਵਰ ਬਿਲੀਵ ਐਂਡ ਨੈਵਰ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਐਂਡ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਚਿੰਗ ਯੋਰ ਐਵਰੀ ਸਿੰਗਲ ਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਚਿੰਗ ਯੋਰ ਐਵਰੀ ਸਿੰਗਲ ਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ do the bad deeds you will be punished for that if you are doing good deeds you will get reward for it you should never think that you are not being watched god is watching your every single action
guru nanak sahab kende nanak akhe re mana suniya sikh sahi lekha rab mangesiya baitha kad wahi ajra il faresta hosi aayi tai aavan saan na sujhi aavan jaan na sujhi peedi gali fahi koodn khutte nanaka odk sach rahi
Guru Nanak Sahib says that Nanak says that listen all the disciples attentively that God has a ledger an account book in which he has kept the accounts of all the souls and when the time will come he will come to take you he will send the angels of death to take you at that time you will not be aware of the path where you have to travel if you have not gone to the perfect master you will not know where to go because the path through which they will take you is very dark and it's very narrow and you will not be able to cross it without getting punished and when you will be presented in front of the Lord of Judgment your accounts will be seen and if you are the real ones if you have not done many bad deeds you will be accepted in the court of Lord if you are the false ones and if you have not done any good deeds then you will be rejected and you will get the punishment of all the bad deeds you have done
ਕਾਇਆ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੋਲੇ ਤੋਲਾ ਆਪੇ ਤੋਲਣੀ ਹਾਰਾ ਇਹ ਮਨ ਰਤਨ ਜਵਾਹਰ ਮਾਣਕ ਇਸ ਕਾ ਮੂਲ ਫਾਰਾ ਮੂਲ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਾਮ ਪਾਈਏ ਨਾਮ ਪਾਈਏ ਗੁਰਮੀਚਾਰਾ
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਜਾਇਦਾਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਗੀ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਦਾਤਾ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੈ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਕੌਮ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਹੱਕਦਾਰ ਹੈ ਔਰਤ ਵੀ ਉਤਨੀ ਹੱਕਦਾਰ ਹੈ ਜਿਤਨਾ ਮਰਦ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰੇ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਆਫ ਐਨੀ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਔਰ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਔਰ ਫੇਥ ਹੀ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਸ ਟੂ ਐਵਰੀ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਐਵਰੀ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਹਿਜ਼ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਟਰੂ ਹਾਰਟ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਕੈਨ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਹਿਮ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਫ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਨ ਔਰ ਵੁਮਨ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਹੈਵ ਦਾ ਇਕੁਅਲ ਰਾਈਟ ਟੂ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਹਿਮ
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਾਮ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਜਾਤੀ ਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਇਹ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਜਿਸ ਤੇ ਵੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਪਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਬਾਜ਼ਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਵਿਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਨਾਮ ਮੁੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਖਰੀਦਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਭੇਜੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਇਹਦੀ ਫੀਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਗੇ ਉਹ ਮੁਫ਼ਤ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਦਾਤ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ
ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਔਰ ਵਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਸਟ੍ਰਿਕਟਿਡ ਟੂ ਓਨਲੀ ਫਿਊ ਪੀਪਲ ਇਟ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਸ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਦ ਮੈਨਕਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡ ਸੈਂਡਸ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਕੈਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਵੈਲਥ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ and they do not charge for giving it because it is the gift of God which they give it to the people freely and people belonging to all the country and everywhere all this world they all have the equal right to share the wealth of Naam and all those who have the yearning for doing the meditation of Naam, when they come to the masters, they get it from them.
Kabir Sahib kehnde hai, Naam Ratan Tan Kothadi, Khan Khuli Katma hai, Set Mehti hi Deet hu, Gahak koi na hai. Jis tarah kolyan de gahak jyade hunde hai, heeryan de laalan de banjare bahut ghat hunde hai. Isse tarah Naam de gahak bade ghat aadmi hunde hai.
Kabir Sahib said that the mine of Naam is open within me and I am giving the riches of Naam to everyone with my free hands without charging anything. I am giving it freely, but rare are the people, those who want it. As there are only few people, those who deal in the diamonds and gems, in the same way, there are only few people, those who deal in the Naam, and only few people understand the importance of Naam and they get it.
ਦੋ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਰਜੋ ਗੁਣ, ਤਮੋ ਗੁਣ, ਸਤੋ ਗੁਣ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਬਣ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਮਨਮੁਖ ਉਹ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਕਹੇ ਲੱਗਦੇ ਆ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਖਾਓ ਪੀਓ ਉਡਾਓ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਲੇਖਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਗਾ।
Now there are two types of people in this world. One are called Gurumukhs and others are called Manmukhs. Gurumukhs are those people, those who rise above Rajogun, Tamogun, Satogun, and those who go back to their real home, Sachkhan, and become one with God. They are called Gurumukhs. And the Manmukhs are those people, those who obey their mind, those who follow their mind, and those who think that eat, drink and go jolly, nobody is going to ask you the account of all what you are doing.
Because Gurumukh jede hai, o kaya de andar vad ke Paramatma nu khoj rahe hai, aur ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਰਿਸਰਚ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ। ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਲੋਕ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬਾਹਰ ਭਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਰੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਿਦੀਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਗੋਡ ਦੇਅਰ, ਦੇ ਡੂ ਦ ਰਿਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਗੋਡ ਦੇਅਰ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ ਆਰ ਵਾਂਡਰਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਗੋਡ।
ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਦੀਨ ਸੋਈ ਜਾਨ ਪਾਵੇ, ਹੋਰ ਕਿਆ ਕੋ ਕਰੇ ਚਤੁਰਾਈ।
ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿਚ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੈ। ਜਿਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਹ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਦਾ, ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿਚ ਲਿਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾਮ ਪਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਇਹ ਚਿਤਰਾਈ ਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ, ਮੁੱਲ ਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ। ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਇਆ ਕਰੇ ਤਦ ਹੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਭੁੱਲਿਆ ਭਟਕਾ ਮਨ ਆਵੇ, ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਈਏ।
ਗੋਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕੈਪਟ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਹੈਂਡਸ, and when he wants to shower grace on any soul, first of all he brings him or brings that soul in the company of the master, and in the satsang of the master, in the company of the master, the desire and longing for meditating on that Naam is created within the soul. And when master shower grace on the soul, they connect them, they connect the soul with the Naam, and then they go back to home. This is such a thing which cannot be obtained by cleverness, by wisdom. This is such a thing which cannot be bought by money and like that. This can be got only when Master, when Lord is gracious on us.
Our closing bhajan is on page 95, Sanchi's Hoya Sukha Ole. The happiness has disappeared. Who will share the pain? Come, listen, O beloved Kripal, to whom else can I tell my pain? At every step, Satguru has showered the radiant nectar. Guru Kripal, come to control my heart. If there is true love, the ship sails across. His face is attractive. He pulls the heart closer. He finishes the problems and disputes of the one who comes to him, becoming his own. May I go on looking at you and go on telling you the pains. I'm not beautiful. I have no qualities. You are my beloved husband. I am wandering from door to door, getting kicked and knocked. Finally, I have come to you for support. I remember you and plead to you. God came into this world, taking up the body of a man. Even after being present in all, he hid himself. Ajayb says this and tells of his pain. Come, Listen, O beloved Kripal, to whom else can I tell my pain? The happiness has disappeared. Who will share the pain? Come, listen, O beloved Kripal, to whom else can I tell my pain?
Hoya suke yohole, kona dukkha fohole, ahasuna kire pala piyare ya, orasu navaha ke nu me. Hoya suke yohole, kona dukkha fohole, ahasuna kire pala piyare ya, orasu navaha ke nu me. Kadama kadama te amarita nuri satguru ne barasahaya. Dela mera basakara ne katir guru kire pala jiahaya. Kadama kadama te amarita nuri satguru ne barasahaya. Dela mera basakara ne katir guru kire pala jiahaya. Satcha pyahara hove, bera pahara hove, ahasuna kire pala piyare aha, orasu navaha ke nu me. Hoya suke ole, kona dukkha fole, ahasuna kire pala piyare aha, orasu navaha ke nu me. Manamoni he suhurata odi delanu kitcha da nehere. Jeko iusada banake ave katada jagare jehere. Manamoni he suhurata odi delanu kitcha da nehere. Jeko iusada banake ave katada jagare jehere. Tenu takadirava dukkha dasadirava. Ahasuna kire pala piyare aha, orasu navaha ke nu me. Hoya suke ole, kona dukkha fohole, ahasuna kire pala piyare aha, orasu navaha ke. Na me soni na guna pale tuhu mera kanta piyahara. Da ke kandi dare dare fira di takia anta sahara. Na me soni na guna pale tuhu mera kanta piyahara. Da ke kandi dare dare fira di takia anta sahara. Tenu yahadakara fadi yahadakara. Ahasuna kire pala piyare aha, orasu navaha ke nu me. Hoya suke ole, kona dukkha fole, ahasuna kire pala piyare aha, orasu navaha ke. Rabba bande da darke chola duniya de vichya ahaya. Gata gata de vichya vasada hoya apana apachupahaya. Rab bande da dar ke chola duniya de viche aaya gatte gatte de viche vasda hoya apna apachu pahaya ajaiba bohola reha dukha fohola reha Ah, sunna kire pala piyadea, ora sunna vaha kenu me. Hoya suke ole, kona dukkha fole, ah, sunna kire pala piyadea, ora sunna vaha kenu me.
God came into the world, taking up the body of a man. Even after being present in all, he hid himself. Ajaib says this and tells of his pain. Come, listen, O beloved Kirpal, to whom else can I tell my pain? The happiness has disappeared. Who will share the pain? Come, listen, O beloved Kirpal, to whom else can I tell my pain? May God bless us all.